From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jim Bertel reporting. Zimbabwe's ruling party will meet later today to dismiss President Robert Mugabe and reinstate the vice president he dismissed, Emmerson Mnangagwa. Maya Bush has more on the meeting.
Reuters News reports that a party central committee meeting scheduled for 10:30 a.m. local time would also dismiss Mugabe's preferred successor, his wife Grace, from her role as head of the ZANU-PF Women's League.
Mugabe's 37-year rule has been effectively at an end since the army seized control on Wednesday, confining him to his residence, saying it wanted to target the criminals around him. Lebanon's Prime Minister Saad al-Hariri is in Paris for talks with the French president on the crisis sparked by his resignation. Hariri was dispelling accusations by Lebanon's president that he is being held in Saudi Arabia against his will. Pascal Davies explains why he went to France.
His resignation and prolonged stay in Riyadh has caused fears for Lebanon's stability. The visit to France, Lebanon's former colonial ruler, is seen as part of a possible way out of the crisis.
Lebanon's president has refused to accept the resignation unless Hariri does it in Lebanon. After days of searching for its missing submarine with 44 crew aboard, Argentina's Navy received distress signals late Saturday. Authorities were unable to connect with the signals and are trying to locate their origin. There has been no contact with the AR San Juan since early Wednesday, prompting Buenos Aires to launch an air and sea search with help from countries including Brazil, Britain, and the United States. For all the latest news, visit us at voanews.com. This is VOA News. Gerry Adams announced Saturday that he was stepping down as leader of Ireland's Sinn Féin next year after heading the party for over 30 years. The 69-year-old veteran politician, who has been president of Northern Ireland's second-largest party since 1983, told the party's annual conference in Dublin he would not run in the next Irish parliamentary elections.
But leadership means knowing when it's time for change. And that time is now.
A divisive figure, some have denounced Adams as an IRA terrorist, while others hail him as a peacemaker. The party is expected to elect a successor next year. Current deputy leader Mary Lou MacDonald was seen as a favorite to succeed Adams. The so-called Godfather of Coral is part of a new research mission to unlock some of the secrets of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. From Sydney, Phil Mercer reports.
Charlie Veron is one of the world's leading experts on coral reefs. Born in Sydney, he's known as the Godfather of Coral because he's discovered so many different species. He's part of the Great Barrier Reef Legacy Mission, which is taking eight teams of scientists on a voyage to map and test the health of remote parts of Australia's Great Barrier Reef. In April, researchers discovered that for the first time, mass bleaching had affected the Great Barrier Reef in consecutive years, damaging two-thirds of the World Heritage listed area. When it bleaches, the coral isn't dead, but it begins to starve and can eventually die. The reefs, though, are resilient, but what concerns scientists is that more frequent bleaching, which is caused by rising water temperatures, makes it harder for the coral to recover. Bleaching occurs when corals under stress drive out the algae that give them colour. Phil Mercer for VOA News.
Engine start, one. And liftoff of Delta 2 at NOAA's Joint Polar
Center. NASA launched a new advanced weather satellite from California on Saturday. The spacecraft is designed to improve the accuracy of extended weather forecasts. Launched into a polar orbit, the high-tech satellite will orbit the Earth 14 times a day and will contribute to climate and ocean research. The official Chinese news agency says a fire at a building advertising low-cost rental apartments in a southern Beijing suburb has killed 19 people and injured eight others. Xinhua News Agency says firefighters put out the fire at Xinjin Village in the district of Daxing by 9 p.m. local time on Saturday, 3 hours after it was reported. The local fire department and district government refused to comment. For all the latest news 24 hours a day, please visit us at voanews.com. I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.